Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood story guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly second-guessing yourself? Like you're not good enough, smart enough, or maybe even just present enough? Yeah, me too. It's that pesky voice in the back of your head whispering doubts and painting you as a fraud. We call that imposter syndrome, and let me tell you, it's more common than you think. But guess what? Stoicism has some powerful tools to help us silence that inner critic and build unshakable confidence. So buckle up, because today we're tackling self-doubt head-on. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer those doubts and step into your power. First things first, remember that everyone feels inadequate sometimes. Seriously, even the most successful people have moments of self-doubt. They just don't let it paralyze them. Think about your favorite athlete, musician, or entrepreneur. Chances are they've faced their share of challenges and setbacks. The key is to acknowledge those feelings without letting them define you. Second, focus on what you can control. We can't always change external circumstances, but we can control our reactions to them. Instead of dwelling on what you perceive as flaws, shift your energy towards developing your strengths. Invest in your skills, learn new things, and celebrate small victories along the way. It's like building a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. Third, cultivate a growth mindset. Embrace challenges as opportunities for learning and growth. See failures not as setbacks, but as stepping stones on the path to success. Remember, Thomas Edison didn't invent the light bulb on his first try. He failed thousands of times before achieving his breakthrough. Fourth, practice gratitude. Focusing on what you have instead of what you lack can work wonders for your self-esteem. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. This simple shift in perspective can help you feel more content and confident. Think about it, when you're grateful for what you already possess, there's less room for those pesky doubts to creep in. Finally, surround yourself with positive people who support your growth. Seek out mentors, friends, or family members who believe in you and encourage you to be your best self. Remember, we rise by lifting others. When you're surrounded by positivity, it becomes easier to silence those inner critics and embrace your true potential. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you've been invited to speak at an event, something you're genuinely excited about. But suddenly, that familiar voice starts whispering doubts. What if I mess up? What if people think I'm not qualified? You might even start canceling on the opportunity altogether. But here is where stoicism comes in. You can acknowledge those feelings of anxiety without letting them control you. Remind yourself of your strengths. Focus on the message you want to deliver, and remember that the audience is there because they want to hear what you have to say. You've got this. This opportunity is about sharing your knowledge and experience, not about perfection. And hey, even if things don't go exactly as planned, it's a chance to learn and grow. So take a deep breath, channel that inner stoic warrior, and go rock that presentation. Remember, every challenge is an opportunity for growth. Embrace the discomfort, trust in your abilities, and remember you are capable of amazing things. Let's recap. Self-doubt is a common struggle, but it doesn't have to define us. By focusing on what we can control, embracing challenges as opportunities for growth, practicing gratitude, surrounding ourselves with supportive people, and remembering that everyone has moments of self-doubt, we can silence those inner critics and step into our power. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to overcome your own self-doubt? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or tag me on social media at Everyday Stoic. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay strong, stay simple, and stay focused. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.